Hello and good evening, everybody.
Good evening. This is
Marco Hjort.
Yes.
And Frederik van Fanti from good old Amsterdam. Today we will be talking about...
What category you put sex underneath if you're recording every part of your life.
Exactly. So this comes from a very specific point in life I'm in right now. I am trying an experiment. I'm trying something quite new, which I've actually myself heard first on a podcast. And what I'm trying is, if you're familiar with the concept of time tracking, you'll know what I'm talking about. I want to track every minute of my time all day. I want to know what I've been doing every day of the week, every day of the year. And the way I'm doing this is I sit down, I decide what I want to do, and I put myself a timer on. And then I don't know what I do. Now, I don't do it very differentiated. I don't put in cooking chicken with wasabi sauce. I put in food. So now the question arises, if I have sex, or if I know I'm allowed to have sex because I start my timers beforehand usually, what am I going to put my timer on?
That's a good question. I've been thinking about the same thing since you mentioned it. I find it quite interesting, first of all, that you're tracking all the parts of your life. How is it going so far?
It's going good. I'm in only 5 or 6 days now, I believe. But I've been starting to do things with more dedication, I think. That's my biggest takeaway for now. I decide what I do before I do it, which also leaves me deciding what I'm not going to do. So okay. I feel like I'm less distracted because I have already decided that I'm not going to do the other things. And if I want to do them, I'm going to start another timer and then I have dedicated time for those.
Is this something you would recommend to other people?
I don't know how worth it is for everybody. Now, I'm a specific point because I'm basically self-employed and or freelancing.
Yeah.
So I really want to be aware of what I spend my time on, whereas other people with a normal day job probably would not care too much. They have their job or they have free time and then they don't want to think about timers. So for everybody else who's interested, definitely try it out. I can't promise any benefits, but I think it's very interesting. Cool. Let me know how it goes.
Cool. Nice. Okay, so back to this one with sex. Do you have any options in mind or what category you would put it underneath?
So the obvious category would obviously be sex, right?
Oh god.
Now the mic drop already happened a bit early.
That was early.
So the easiest category to put sex in would obviously be sex, but then how would a girl feel about that? If I'm about to go down with her and I'm like, let me just put my time on sex. No, that doesn't sound right. That's not what they want to hear. So what I'm instead going to do is I'm gonna look at the setting we're in and I'm going to decide on that. So as I think I've said before, I could do it by location. I said that before we were recording, right?
Yeah.
So I could do it by location, right? I could just think where I am, in the bedroom, sleep, in the bathroom, it's hygiene, in the living room, it might be entertainment. In Albertine, it might be shopping. The restaurant, it's food. So many options. That is the quite easy choice because then I'll always have my timer on beforehand and I don't have to change it for sex. But there's some other things as well. I could always look at the girl and decide depending on that. So for example, for more of a big girl, right? It could go into the gym category or... It doesn't have to be a big girl, right? Like it just depends on how much work I'm putting into. Then as well, if it's quite a beautiful, very filigrane girl, right? Then an instrument might be more fitting because it's going to feel like art. What else do we have? Now I have to look at my timer.
Are you timing this?
I'm timing this at break at the moment. It's probably not the right thing to do.
But how do you think the girl would react by the fact that you're actually timing sex?
So the trick here would be to either not let her know at all.
Okay.
Or to not time sex dedicatedly. But like I'm gonna time going to the bathroom and then I don't know, she's in the shower. How would I have known? So I don't have to dedicate it, think about that. Obviously then I don't have a track record of how much sex or when I've had sex. Which actually might be interesting information. Especially if you want to look at timing, right? Like a lot of people are concerned about not taking enough time for sex, right? So that would be something nice to look at, a nice data point. But then obviously, either during foreplay or during after cuddling, I'd have to put it on, which is going to be a bit awkward. So I don't think it's worth it for
me. Would you put foreplay and afterplay in different categories from sex then? Would it be like if you went to Albert Heijn and had sex at Albert Heijn, you put it on the shopping, what would the afterplay then be put into?
No, I don't think so. But fact is that foreplay and afterplay, they both don't start at a certain time. So it slowly builds up, and at some point you're like, oh wow, I'm about to have sex, and then in the after cuddling you're like, after play, oh, I just had sex. So those two points are why I would probably say sex starts and ends. So I'd that's where I wanted my timer to start and stop.
Okay. Let's just imagine that I prepared a couple of questions for you.
Of course.
So I'll say a thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the place we have sex, and then you're going to put it underneath the category.
Okay, so I have to choose a timer.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Traveling abroad on during the flight.
So I do have a timer for commuting at the moment. This would probably be more than that, though. I think that would go into my Mile High Club timer.
Mile High. You what?
Mile High Club. Do you not know the Mile High Club?
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with it.
So that's a club you get in or are automatically in if you have sex in a plane. That's okay. Where that comes from.
So that would be your tracking category.
I guess, like, if I start regularly having sex in a plane, that's probably where I put it.
Okay, nice. Next one. In a museum.
In a museum. That would go into our... I don't have time for art. Art appreciation. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite museum?
Hmm?
Do you have a favorite museum?
A favorite museum? No, that's hard. I think it's not quite a typical museum, but more an exhibition. Mm-hmm. It's already over as well. But that was at the Nieuwe Kerk in Amsterdam during last autumn, I believe. And it was the World Press Photo exhibition.
Nice.
Which was, I think, at least in recent history, as far as I remember, the exhibition that impressed me most.
Interesting. It even sounds interesting.
Have you been?
I have never been.
Oh, it's beautiful. I think they do it every year, and then they always do it in different cities. Okay. So now you missed the opportunity for Amsterdam. But it's basically the most impactful. They have different categories, but that's, I think, the most broad applicable category. So the most impactful photographies, press photographies of the year, which obviously cover some fairly grim and or sad and terrifying topics, which is what makes it so impactful. Was very nice. They have a small story to every image, where it comes from, what context it stands on. It's very, very interesting.
That's cool. Okay. Let's move from fun to seriousness. We're going to talk, we have, in every episode, we talk about a new animal.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, we're going to talk about the polar bear.
The polar bear?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that you've done some research the last couple of days in order to prepare for this episode. So
I have.
Tell me what you found, Freddy.
So the first thing is actually a couple of days I was looking at the study abroad map of my university. And I've noticed that there's a university up in part of your country, actually, in Svalbard.
Is there a university there?
There's a university up in Svalbard. Yeah, I was very, very impressed.
I didn't know.
So I didn't think anybody lived up there, actually. I know there's some science stuff going on, but I didn't actually know people were living there long enough to study. But I clicked on it. They had a nice little video, and I clicked on the video, and they showed ice bears.
If you
study there, that's apparently part of your studying experience. So you get to see some nice ice bears up in Svalbard.
So that was the thing you found about polar bears.
That's all I know about polar bears.
Okay.
Polar bears and ice bears. Sorry, I'm confusing German and English here.
That is okay. Let's do some research on polar bears then.
I know that they have some very interesting skin, which are not skin, some very, how do you call that?
Fur.
Some very interesting fur.
Yeah.
Which keeps them, I think, dry and warm at the same time.
Okay.
It's interesting because it doesn't let any water in, but it's insanely...
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very, very good at holding heat.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Conservation status on ice bear. Do you think it's least concern, threatened, or extinct?
It's definitely not extinct, because it's still on Svalbard. I would say it's probably threatened at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
Nice. I mean, it's not nice, but
yeah. That is a good point. Okay, so the oldest known polar bear fossil is 1,300 to 1,100 year old. What do you think?
The oldest ice bear is more than 1,000 years old. Wait, that's when they found what?
It's a fossil of a polar bear.
Uh-huh.
But it's a part of the polar bear.
Okay.
Could you guess what part of the polar bear it is?
Hmm.
You have one guess.
I have one guess.
Yeah.
What part of a polar bear? It would be something that is recognizable.
And in order for you to have the question, or in order for you to answer correctly, you need the place where they found it and the year.
I was in Svalbard in 1997. And what they found was the jar.
The jaw? Jawbone?
Jawbone, yes, there we go.
That's a very good guess. Found the Prince Charles Foreland in 2004.
That's in Svalbard, 2004. And so.
They found an old jawbone.
Nice.
Well done. Okay, what do you think about polar bears in general then? Are they nice? Are they... So that's one thing you would have at home?
I like Lars the Little Ice Bear. It's one of my favorite shows as a kid. Elsewise, polar bears are quite terrifying. They're super big.
If you were to fight a polar bear with another animal, what would you choose to fight the polar bear with?
One of those...
Are we talking another type of bear or another type of animal?
Animal.
Okay.
We're talking turtle here.
We're talking turtle.
Turtles, the biting kind of turtle, which
the snap turtle.
Snap turtle, exactly.
Okay.
They are basically invincible through their body plates, and then they're just gonna snap until they get him, and polar bear's gonna give up soon enough and gonna be eaten by the turtle.
Okay. Well, that was a great suggestion. Next week, you guys gotta tune in because we're talking about penguins.
Yeah, boy.
And do you have anything to add before we have to upgrade my account for getting a longer broadcasting time?
Wabba dabba dabba.
Wabba dabba dabba. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.